Welcome to the Crypto Gamer Podcast, your source for finding fun and profits in crypto games. I'm your slightly knowledgeable host, Nate, and this is episode 16. And today we are going to be talking about Immutable X. So a little bit different of an episode this week, as Immutable X is not a game, it's more of a blockchain technology and a company. It really first came out in 2020, and a lot of blockchain games are now running their exchanges with this blockchain technology and partnering with Immutable X for technical consulting and critical integrations for their blockchain games. It's a company that's going to be synonymous with blockchain gaming, and what's also pretty interesting is that they just released their own crypto token in early September, and they're also having an airdrop for Players of Gods Unchained. What Immutable X is most known for, though, is eliminating gas fees, which is huge. But before we get into the technical aspects of what Immutable X is, let's discuss what are gas fees, because this is one of the biggest aspects of blockchain gaming that keeps new users from joining. So gas refers to the fee that is required to successfully conduct a transaction or execute a contract on the Ethereum blockchain platform. So what does that mean? So pretty much every time you want to buy an NFT, or sometimes enter a battle, or do a lot of different tasks inside of a game, or buying on a third-party market, you have to pay gas fees. Gas fees are payments that are made by the users, so you, who is making a transaction or completing a task, and you're compensating for the computing energy that is required to process and validate transactions on the Ethereum blockchain. So a lot of you have probably heard recently, or not just recently, but in the last 6 months to a year, that the gas fees have been super high. So a higher gas limit means that you must do more work to execute a transaction using Ethereum or a smart contract. So as more people are using Ethereum and trying to complete transactions, the price goes up. And because Ethereum wasn't originally made for this type of scaling this quickly, prices to complete these transactions has gone up a ton. The exact price of the gas, or the amount of money that you'll pay for your transaction, is determined by supply and demand between the network's miners, who can actually decline to process a transaction if the gas price doesn't meet their threshold, and the users of the network who seek processing power. So you're actually paying the miners because they are using their own energy and computing power in order to complete these transactions. Now, in order to find the current cost of gas on the Ethereum blockchain, you can check out a link that I have in the show notes below. It gives a lot of really useful information and gives you an idea of whether or not it's a good idea to complete your transactions now or possibly wait later. All right, now let's get back to what is Immutable X and why is it awesome and why are so many people using it? So Immutable X is a layer 2 solution built on Ethereum. Now what is layer 2? I told you we're getting into a lot of the technical jargon that's going on here. So layer 2 is sort of a collective term for solutions designed to help scale applications by handling transactions off of the Ethereum mainnet. So Ethereum blockchain is the mainnet, which is layer 1. So by doing this, they can take advantage of the robust, decentralized security model of the mainnet transaction speed, which can suffer while the network is busy, which Ethereum has in the last year, which can make the user experience poor for certain types of dApps. dApps, once again, stands for decentralized applications, which is what we talk about on this podcast nonstop. It's the video games. And as I said before, as the network gets busier, gas prices increase, and transactions actually take a little bit longer to perform because the people completing the transactions are trying to outbid each other. So this can make Ethereum very expensive, and it can make it so that the gas fees actually cost more than the transaction that you're trying to complete. So the main example that comes to mind would be CryptoBlades, which is a game I was super excited about. They were paying out tons of money, and it was a great play-to-earn model. But they also had gas fees. So every time you did a battle, you paid gas fees. And the thing that worked in CryptoBlade's favor was that the gas fees were quite a bit lower of how much you would earn. But when the developers changed the payout model for Crypto Blades, gas fees actually ended up being more than the amount that you would make per battle. So every time you battled, you would lose money. And unfortunately, this is still the case, which is why the Crypto Blades token has gone down quite a bit and very few people are playing it, because no one wants to lose money to earn even less crypto. So in its most basic form, Immutable X is a decentralized exchange that scales trading on the Ethereum network with instant settlement and zero gas fees, which is incredible. And that in itself could pretty much change Crypto Blades if they were using Immutable X. Now, there are a ton of projects that are using Immutable X and a lot in the future, including some that we have talked about. Gods Unchained, which is a great free-to-play game. Alluvium, which is one of my most anticipated games in the next year. OpenSea, which is the biggest marketplace in the world. Block Party, which is a game we haven't gotten to. And Guild of Guardians, which is actually going to be my next episode. And there are a ton of others that are using Immutable X, and most likely this will be a company that you're going to hear a ton about in the future. Now, some of the crazy numbers that you can hear about from Immutable X, they unlock massive scale of transactions per second. So they can handle 9,000 transactions per second, which is a 600-time improvement over the native Ethereum limits, which is crazy. Once again, zero gas fees, which removes the economic constraints, which is a big hurdle that has kept a lot of people from not just playing these games, but also developing blockchain games, because they just don't see people wanting to pay money over and over again to do the most basic transactions. They also support instant transactions, so minting, buying, selling, transferring assets on Immutable is faster than actually the time it took me to say this sentence. Now, in going through their website, it's clear that they feel like they have a lot more room to grow. They've made it very clear that they're big fans of Ethereum, which is why they've built their platform on the Ethereum network. And they also feel that it has the best infrastructure to support hundreds of thousands of players minting and trading assets daily. Now, it's not just about the gas fees. It's also way faster and stronger than using just the native Ethereum blockchain. Immutable X makes it so that user trading is way more efficient and reliable. So at the moment, with so many people getting into crypto, trades can take anywhere from minutes to hours, which is something I have experienced a lot in my playing. And because it takes so long, these trades can sometimes fail and return each user's assets to their respective owners, which is another sort of failing of Crypto Blades. I had so many transactions fail because it would just take so much time. But with Immutable X, trades happen instantaneously and are super reliable, as anyone should expect from a video game. And what Immutable X does great is they handle all these trades off-chain, which is why they are able to eliminate these gas fees which go up and down. Now, let's get into the token that they're coming out with and the airdrop and how you can get involved in it. So their token is going to be called IMX, and the sale happened in September of this year. And they already had an airdrop earlier, but they're also having another one for 400,000 IMX coins, which will be distributed to users as part of their alpha rewards. So super early stage. Now, in order to be eligible for these alpha rewards, you must complete three tasks, which I will tell you right now. So first, you have to play one multiplayer game of Gods Unchained. So this is a free-to-play game, so doing all of this can be completely free to you. You also have to have your wallet connected to Gods Unchained and also linked to Immutable X, which is also very quick. Lastly, you have to hold a Gods Unchained NFT in your Immutable X wallet. And you can earn this through playing pretty quickly. It doesn't take a whole lot of time, so a pretty easy way to get involved in this airdrop. Now, eventually, they're going to be taking a snapshot of whether or not people have completed these tasks, but the date has actually not been announced yet, so you should have plenty of time to complete all of this. They have said that it will be communicated with at least 1 week in advance, and you can easily complete all three of these tasks within a week. Now, to allocate the rewards, everyone isn't going to be given the same amount of reward. They're going to employ a point system, which is based on each user's Gods Unchained holding. So in your inventory is where you hold all of your NFTs and your cards, and every Gods Unchained card you own on Immutable X, they will take a final snapshot and you will earn points. The number of points you earn will help determine how much IMX token you will actually be airdropped. In addition to this, you can actually also earn IMX tokens through staking or by completing actions which benefit the protocol, such as trading NFTs. So in the future, even after the token comes out, you can earn IMX tokens in a variety of ways. They actually plan to hold back 51% of the tokens for these user rewards and developer grants. So that's my rundown on Immutable X and the elimination of gas fees. Gas fees are something that pretty much every blockchain game has talked about, so I really thought it was important that people sort of understand what Immutable X is and how it could be the future of blockchain gaming. So I hope you maybe learn something new and maybe get involved in the IMX token in the future. So that's all for today. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and throw a review my way. You can also follow me on Twitter and on Instagram for when future episodes come out. Details will be in the show notes. Also, feel free to message me on what you're playing or what you want to hear in the future. Thanks, and happy NFT hunting!